Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, who is the reading the last hadith of this chapter, in which we are encouraged to hurry and do good deeds. We should not procrastinate, we should not delay in doing good deeds. In one ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says also, Fiya Allah alladhi yahulu bayna al-mar'i wa qalbi. Allah comes between a person and his heart. That is, a person many times makes niyat of doing some good and something else comes in between and he fails in doing that good. Sometimes, like we want to give away some charity, but we delay, then some other need of ours comes in front of him and we don't give that charity. We want to come for namaz, we delay a little bit, there some visitors came, a phone call came, and there we miss our namaz with jamaah. So we should not delay in doing good deeds. Whenever we get the opportunity, we should hurry in do good deeds. In one hadith it comes that live for this dunya as though you are going to live forever, and live for akhirat as though you are going to die immediately. Hazrat Mahan Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained this hadith that live for this dunya as though you're going to live forever. So any dunya's needs that you have to see to, you can postpone them. I'll do it later. A tap is leaking, a switch is faulty, whatever, we'll see to it. Doesn't mean we don't do it, but we don't have to be so much in a hurry to see it. And your deeni matters as though you're going to die, don't delay that at all. Do it immediately. Also we find many of us such, we had learned Quran Sharif, we forgot some surahs for example, or we forgot some duas that we knew. Now don't delay in learning them, get back quickly and learning them, especially the basics of deen, our kalimas, our basic duas, etc. If we have forgotten any, don't delay in learning them, get back to learning them and don't delay. So further to that, explanations are given. One can only be true in his love for Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when one sincerely believes in them and obeys their command. That is, where our love can be true. Like that, all of us will claim we love Allah and His Rasul, we love Islam and Deen the most. But we can only be sincere, and if we are truthful to that, it will see how much we fulfill their commands. Or is our lifestyle like that of the kuffar, like that of the non-believers, and yet we say we love Islam the most, we love Allah and His Rasul the most. The test of that is our life. What are our actions like? Are we obeying the Quran? If we love al-muti limay yuhib muti, a person, a lover, who he loves, he obeys his beloved. So if we claim the love of Allah, we should be obedient to all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala in all aspects of our lives. Also further, the hadith highlights the virtue and superior status of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah had given Hazrat Ali also, like the other Sahaba, a high position. The highest position in the Sahaba is that of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then Hazrat Ali, the four guided Khalifas. Yeah, this is, we have to be careful. The Shias make lot of propaganda with regard to these matters. They raise Hazrat Ali to the highest position, and they discard the other Khulafa, other Sahaba also. So that is incorrect. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, definitely has a very high position. But the position of the other three Khulafa is much more higher. So we have the greatest respect. We must not be influenced by the propaganda of the Shias, and that we also feel that no, we are not believing in Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu as he should be. We accept and we believe in him as a very high position, but not the wrong position. Just like Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi says with regard to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا دَعَتْهُ النَّصَارَى فِي نَبِيِّهِمْ. Don't say and don't do those things which the Christians said with regard to their Nabi. They said that Isa alayhi salam is the son of God, na'uzu billah. He is God himself, na'uzu billah. He is part of God, the Trinity, na'uzu billah. Don't say that about your Nabi, about Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And besides that, whatever you want to praise and honor Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, praise and honor him. But don't put him in a position higher than what he is. Don't make Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam Allah. Allah is Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the Rasul of Allah, the greatest after the creation of Allah. But don't put him in the position of Allah. The same way Hazrat Ali has got great position, and we all the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah have got great respect and love for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But we don't put him in the position where he is not. The highest position is of Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Then definitely is Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu his position. So this is also one great thing in all matters, to place things in their position. Another way to understand this, faraz is faraz, that is the highest. Don't give nafil or sunnat even a position higher than faraz. Like for example, we are making tilawat in the masjid, now fajr time and in namaz time. Or we are reading tasbih or zikr or anything, making dua. When faraz namaz starts, now leave all that alone. Now join the faraz namaz. Now don't carry on with your own namaz, with your own tilawat. Very great, tilawat is very, very great. But when faraz namaz starts, now don't carry on with your tilawat. To make dua is absolutely essential. It is mukhul ibadah. It is the very spirit and marrow of ibadah. But when faraz starts, now don't carry on with your duas. Now come and join the faraz. So to get our priorities in order is a very great and important thing in all matters of need. And people who want falsehood and batil, they mix up this. وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Don't mix the truth with the batil. Don't mix the truth with falsehood. And don't make such propaganda that people, the ordinary people who don't understand, they get confused and they don't know now what to do. Don't mix things, put everything in its right position. The hadith is miraculous in that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum in advance of the forthcoming victory over Khaybar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had said that the person who will take the sword from me, Allah will give victory on his hands. Before time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assured them, whether it was Khaybar, whether it was Khandaq, whether it was any other battle, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that they are going to be victorious, they were victorious. Before time, that is one of the signs and the miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the miracle of his nabuwat, and proof that he is the true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, I'm making so and so your leader, your khalifa, the khalifatul muslimin. And if he happens to be martyred, then this one will become the khalifa. If he becomes to be martyred, then he will become the khalifa. If he becomes the martyr, then choose your khalifa from amongst yourself. And exactly like that it happened. This is all clear sign of that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah had informed him all these things. And on the other hand, where it is also that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not alimul ghaib, that he knew all the unseen. Many other things he said, I don't know. I will find out. He asked Allah Ta'ala through Jibreel alayhi salam. When he was informed, he gave the answers. So he's not, as the Barelwis believe, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is alimul ghaib, that he knows everything. The knowledge of everything is only by Allah Ta'ala. How much Allah informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was the greatest that was given to anyone, the greatest knowledge. But absolute knowledge is only by Allah ta'ala. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam knew that, what Allah had informed him. So we must not mix up things. That Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, of course, every Muslim, what great respect and love the greatest we got for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but don't put him in the position of Allah ta'ala. Don't believe that the qualities which are absolute for Allah, Alimul Ghaib, don't transfer those qualities to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we must get all our matters in order, our priorities. For that we must be in, get proper Islamic knowledge, stay with the correct ulama and learn from them the correct things. Otherwise, on our own, we will get misled. Shaitan misleads the wolf, the sheep that is away from the flock. And then the wolf gets hold of it. So if we also stay on our own, Shaitan gets hold of us. And worse, if we go and follow the wrong people, even the wrong ulama. There are ulama su and ulama haq. The truthful ulama and those ulama who teach the wrong thing. Not only practice the wrong thing, but teach the wrong things. And lead people in the wrong path. We must be very careful. Turn sincerely to Allah. Allah won't deprive us. He will lead us to the correct ulama, and then we can follow in the correct path. May Allah give us tawfiq to always good deeds that we don't delay. We don't procrastinate. We try and do them as soon as possible. And also one great point with doing good deeds, as soon as we do it, our meter starts running. Our sawab meter starts running. Our sawab is recorded immediately. Like I want to give, for example, charity. And I said, I'll give it tomorrow. So then I'll give it Wednesday. I'll give it next week. So now we are delaying our own sawabs. If soon as we give it, for the intention we start getting sawab. And when we do the amal, more sawabs. So now do it as soon as possible, so more sawabs can be recorded. Why do delay for 1 week and lose out the sawabs of 1 week? Why lose the sawabs of 1 month? I want to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. I have to read my Yasin now in the morning. Let me try and read it as soon as possible after Fajr. Don't say that I'll sleep away. When I get up 10 o'clock, I'll read it. In most cases, we forget. Now some other work comes about, some visitors come, and there we have forgotten totally to read it. So all good work we should try and do as soon as possible. Don't delay in doing it. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And when we do the thing, good thing, Allah gives more barakat. We thinking that now I've got that to do, Allah will see to that work of ours. We do Allah's work, Allah will see to all our work, and then we can move forward. And Allah will give us tawfiq of more and more good work, and Allah will take care of all our dunya's necessities, and once Allah will sort them out for us. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.